Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and our guest is here. As I indicated, today we are joined by the Manager for Public Relations, that is Mr. Simon Namesho from University of Namibia. And, you know, before education, before you choose a course that you want, first you need clarification, you need information, you need to understand also what is expected from you, you need time, but all are going to be clarified today. Mr. Simon, good morning and thank you for joining us this morning. Yeah.
Good morning David, and good morning to your listeners. It's nice to be back in your red studio.
Yes,
All right, let me do that again. And yeah. Good morning, David, and good morning to your listeners. As I said, it's nice to be back in your red studio.
Yes, we are also very happy. We are very happy to have you here. And you are a very busy man. I see you on TV every day and on different platforms, especially giving information regarding courses and also some of the clarification which is needed based on University of Namibia. Let us start with the first question to say, UNAM has open walk-in and online application for 2026. Can you please explain who this opportunity is for and why it is important at this stage?
Thank you so much, David. And I think that's a good question to start off with. This opportunity is for prospective students, David, who did not apply earlier.
Yeah.
Those who applied but were unsuccessful as well.
Mm.
As well as those who now have their final results and meet admission requirements.
Hmm.
The extension is important because it gives eligible applicants a final chance to secure admission into available programs before registration closes. We do encourage applicants not to delay, as spaces are limited and are allocated on a first come of and merit base only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now there's a concept that is admission on the spot. What does admission on the spot mean in practical terms, and what documents should applicants bring with them to be considered for this, immediately? What are some of the documents which are needed? So when you speak about admission on the spot, what does it mean?
Mm.
Does it mean that I can come to University of Namibia today and get admitted today?
Yes, exactly. That's what it means in short, David.
Yeah.
Just as it says, admission on the spot. So admission on the spot means that eligible applicants can receive immediate feedback on their application. Applicants should bring their final school results, ID or passport copies, which are either certified and the original ones as well, and any other relevant certificates that might you have acquired over the time if you have any.
Mm.
If they meet the requirements and space is available, David, they may receive full admission during the same visit.
Mm.
So you come that time, you give your documents, we look at them, and you indicate which course you want to apply.
Yeah.
If there is space and you meet the requirements, you get to be admitted full admission that time, and you go through the registration process. And as well as maybe to add on that is to say, should you also at the same time meet the eligibility criteria for the 2026 subsidized funding, tertiary funding model, you as well will get that form and you'll be exempted from paying any registration fees, as well as your tuition fee for the 2026 academic year will be covered under this subsidized tertiary funding model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you have those, and you know, may have been, or is still an institution of our choice, and people try their best to get into University of Namibia. But let us speak about at current moment where we are, particularly in terms of availability of space. It seems that you guys also got a lot of applications every day, every year. And are we still having some spaces available across programs and campuses? And how should applicants decide which program to apply for?
Yes, the short answer is yes, we still have space on a number of our programs.
Yeah.
Not all the programs, but a number of them, we have still space.
Mm.
Maybe to highlight that the schools in the Faculty of Health Sciences and Veterinary Medicine do not have any space anymore. as well as on our program for the School of Law, in the Bachelor of Law, also doesn't have space anymore.
Okay.
So any other course outside that, you are eligible to apply on the spot and get admitted. Mm-hmm. So yes, there are available spaces in selected programs across various campuses. Remember, we have 12 campuses across Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
However, competitive and professional programs have limited capacity. So what we are saying at this point in time is that applicants are encouraged to consider alternative programs aligned to their strength,
okay,
as well as their career goals, and then to apply as soon as possible. Maybe what I can also mention here, David, is to say that we have a number of students that come to us at the registration points. They've passed very well their final results, but it happens so that they might not have the required subject to be admitted in a certain course that they want. So what happened to those particular students? They are advised by those officials, by that particular official, to say, no, look, you do not have, for example, you don't have physics to go into a chemistry program, or bio medical program, or biochemistry program. So what then they advise is to say, they will give you a list, an alternative list of programs, which come close to what you want to go and do. And then they'll say, take this list, go home, look at them, ask around, research, go online, go on Google it, or go on YouTube, look at this possible career, and see, perhaps, oh, I have seen David doing radio presenting on Eagle FM, and I always wondered how he came to do that. And so, what program is it? No, it's media studies. Is there still space? The answer is yes. So then the next day, you can then come back and register. We have heard and seen some students and some inquiries are saying, Udemy is turning away students, which is not the case.
Okay.
They are just given a window to go and reflect on alternative programs. If either they don't have the required modules or the subjects, or they don't have the required symbols to go in their first choice.
Yeah, because I think while we are there, you find really somebody who, for example, a person I did like social science, pure social science. Then after you pass, your grandfather is saying, no, it's medicine or nothing. But where does that thing, where maybe that problem is coming from? Is it because at high school people are not giving right information, or how did you capture that somebody who is an A student end up really not knowing what he or she wants?
I think, David, it's a multiple of factors that leads to that. I think one of them is a subject combination at high school. So you might not, maybe the school that you were at, or the region that you were in, or the circuit that you were in, didn't have the exact subject combination that will allow you then to go into the desired program. Either you didn't know, or it was just not available at all. So I think another one can lie on career guidance. Perhaps you didn't benefit from a proper career guidance in terms of to say, if you want to go and do something in science, you need these particular subjects, chemistry, biology, and physics, and perhaps as well mathematics. I mentioned that. So you need those subjects for you to advance in any science. And then what maybe some people are saying, okay, I might have those, and then maybe your English needs to be at a certain level. So you want to be sure that you are guided accordingly. Apart from those, it's just really about opportunity. Or when you applied, you might not have applied with the right modules. Or when you applied, you didn't use maybe, or you what you used is maybe your August results. And then you were not admitted in that program. And then you think that's the end of the world. I'm not going to that program anymore. I want to change. So that's not the case. We always encourage to say, the results of December, the one that was released last week by the ministry, your final results is what we will now look at for you to admit you in that program or into that course, either to update your past application or then to apply on the spot.
Now, you know, you find somebody who have applied, but that person was not admitted. Maybe the person did not perform very well during August, but after that, I performed very well. Do you still have opportunity for them, especially looking at this, you know, extended application period, particularly those who were not admitted? What options are available for them?
Absolutely, David. Those applicants should not reapply. should not reapply. Instead, this is what they should do. They must submit their final examination results for the re-evaluation. Improved results may change their admission outcome, depending on the program availability and merit merit-based as well. So just to expand on that, to say that David applied last year with their August results, was not admitted because of those results. Do not reapply to UNAM. What you should go is go to UNAM with your results.
Yeah.
Either you have it physically or you just go with your ID or your student number and say, my name is David and I want to update my results. The university also has access to the results from the ministry. So if you don't have your statement of results, you don't have to worry, or you don't have to travel all the way back wherever it was or wherever you schooled to go and get it and come to UNAM. UNAM would take you even if you don't have your statement of results. And then they will look at it. They'll look at the results from the ministry's side because we have access to the system.
Okay, okay.
Then what is important to us is to say within the first semester of this academic year, 2026, you are then requested to bring that statement of results. That will give you then enough time. But if you don't have it at this point in time, you can walk into UNAM, you can be admitted, and then we'll say, all right, you are now admitted to this program. Please make sure that you bring us a statement of results within this first semester of the 2026 academic year.
So you have access to the system already, even if I don't have my results. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Now let us look at, you know, the walk-in application process. What is the relationship between, you know, the walk-in application process to registration to class commencement later this month? Because people are overwhelmed. You come to an institution saying you're applying that time, you're admitted that time, and the people are starting class like next week or just few weeks to come. How is that working? What is the link?
In short, David, once admitted, student can proceed to registration within the official registration period.
Yeah.
That period runs from the 12th of January until the 30th of January for the first year students. All right. So within that period, you can just be, you can proceed for registration immediately. Classes begin shortly after registration. So applying now ensures students are not left behind academically. So classes for us, they'll start on the 28th of January for the first year students. That's for the core semester. So just before that, we then say all our students, make sure that you have you apply, you get admitted immediately. Do not then go home and sit, but proceed to register. Proceed, the registration process has a few steps. Make sure that you have something called a proof of registration. Only that document says that you are registered at UNAM. Don't stop anywhere midway of your registration process and think that I've walked into this point and then I walked out back home while you're at UNAM. Then you say yes, but you don't have a proof of registration. So please make sure that you do have that document with you.
Okay, now maybe at last, what is your key message to prospective students and parents who are still, you know, undecided or waiting until the last minute to apply? Because they are always a last minute team.
Yes, yes, David. Our message is simple. Don't wait. Use this opportunity to apply.
Yeah.
Apply now. Follow official UNAM channels for communications for all the latest information.
Just hold on 1 second. Just hold on.
Yes.
Great news. IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today. Get
social. Yeah, we are moving forward. We are with Mr. Simon Namesho. And maybe your last word, especially regarding to those who did not decide yet, parents and prospective students. Then you can also maybe touch a little bit about the registration process, because some of us, when you come from high school, you go to UNAM, you find it so very difficult also, especially to get into the system. You stay in the line for 2 days, and you realize that it's not only you who want to get into the system, but everybody want to get there. Maybe touch first on the undecided, then you also look at the aspect of resilience and also being in the queue for quite some time.
Yes. No, yeah. Thanks again, David. As I was saying, that our message is quite simple. Do not wait.
Yeah.
Do not wait at all. Use this opportunity. Apply now. Importantly, follow the UNAM official channels for all your latest information, and prepare for registration and classes. This is your moment to secure a place for 2026. On the aspect of when you are at UNAM, compared to most and many high schools, is a bigger space.
Yeah.
It's a bigger environment, busier environment, more people, etc. So we do understand that it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And sometimes the process can take long, depending what course or which school you are lining up for, or what is your just circumstances differ person to person. Sometimes you find somebody who was in the queue, it was just there for 30 minutes, and they are back home already with their proof of registration. And then with yours, because your circumstances differ, they will might say no, because you are advised this way, you didn't have this subject, didn't have this module. And then just by 10 o'clock, you're already giving up. We do want to really encourage the students, our applicants, the prospective students, to be very resilient, to preserve, and just to be stand resilient, because what you encourage is to make sure that stick to your gun, be determined for what you came for.
Yeah.
If you didn't get an answer today, come back tomorrow. Come back the day after tomorrow. Sometimes you're advised to say the university is reviewing a certain aspect of a certain program. Please come back the day after tomorrow. Or they are looking at a certain number of students. Maybe there's an influx in a certain program, and they want to review something around that program. Please do come back within a day or two. Make sure you do so. Come back the exact same day. Do not give up and say, I was there for 2 days and then that's it.
Yeah.
Please do make sure, because sometimes some programs are really, really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Some of the lines can be a bit longer than usual. So we do encourage that you stick in there and make sure you get what you want. Have your answers also at hand. Have your student number ready always.
Yeah, and then I also look at it as a test of characters, because there's still 4 years ahead of you once you get into the system. And I think, no, it's interesting actually. But Mr. Simon Namesho, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And also thank you for that clarification.
Thank you so much for having me, and we look forward to having all our prospective students, and hopefully to see you there back soon as well, David.
Definitely. I want to be a professor also one day. All right. Thank you.